So by far this morning, the most reactive subject we've done is the extension to the Waterfront Hall. Loads of your calls coming in, loads of your tweets coming in. Cack looking, says Endon. It's like a floating trailer park. Catherine says, horrendous. Such key planning decisions should involve an element of public consultation. We're now all stuck with it. Ask Jim Rogers, would they build a box around the Belfast City Hall Dome? These buildings are iconic. If you are just joining us, they've done a £30 million extension to the Waterfront Hall. A beautiful circular building that once was has now been covered up. There's a building that's been put in front of it, so you can't see the circular visage anymore. Malachy O'Doherty has described the new visage as a porta cabin or a caravan. It's a massive eyesore, says someone else. We love it because it means Nursing Congress is coming to Belfast, says Helen. And we're looking for a new name this morning. What we're going to do on the Nolan Show over the next couple of days is ask you to rename it. You know why we come up with the balls and the falls for the massive big thing there at the start of the motorway? What would you call this new erection at the front of the Waterfront Hall? The lump on the laggin, says Rob this morning. These are all coming in on Twitter. The Waterfront Wall, says someone else. It's not bad. The Belfast Box or the Shoebox on the Water. Nolan's got it named today. The Box at the Docks, says Chris Patterson. The Belfast Bap, says someone else. How about the Wagon on the Laggin? 03030 80 55 55. Alex Kane, the journalist, the porta cabin on the laggin is what he has said. Mick in Belfast. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead, Mick.
My suggestion is the van on the laggin.
The van on the laggin?
Yeah, well, short for caravan, that's what it looks like. I was actually on the laggin on Saturday and I took a photo and thought, what an eyesore. Or as Prince Charles might...
Someone else has said here, the squatter in the water.
A carbuncle.
Do you not like it?
It's disgusting. It is like a porter cabin. And to repeat what O'Doherty and I was saying, you remember it sat on its own. It's totally surrounded by buildings now, so you can't see the Waterfront Hall anymore.
The Waterfront...
Anyway, that's all I've got to say.
You actually sound quite down about this.
I'm not particularly down, but it was a lovely building. But it's just, that's commerce. At the end of the day, it's the mighty pound, the pretty green.
I wonder where the public consulted about this. One of our listeners called us and said, should we not have been consulted about this? That's a really interesting question, actually. We'll go off and ask about that. And we'll ask if the public was consulted. Because it's interesting, isn't it, that if we have our buildings in our city and politicians and the suits, they want us to own our city, don't they? They want us to feel that, you know, we've got a pride and our city belongs to us. Were we, the public, consulted when they decided to change this? We'll try to find out for you. It'll probably be tomorrow before we can tell you. The Waterfront Wall, says someone else. Harry and Armagh. Morning, Harry.
Morning, Stephen.
So what do you think of this new £30 million extension to the waterfront?
It's like something you were seeing A&E with a bandage around his head. That man, he's backing. He must be on something.
Jim Rogers?
Aye, he has to be. And he's talking about just what the city council done. They destroyed it, Royal Avenue. They took some of the best buildings away and put a plastic up from one end to the other. That's your city council. That man's backing. Why couldn't they not have made it the same for conference hall to blend in with the actual building itself?
Someone else is saying here, apparently the space at the side of it, they could have built it the side of it, says someone else. I have no idea if that's true.
It's colour, surely.
Instead of the waterfront hall...
It's the King's Hall.
Stu is suggesting the Boxford Street Hall.
I'm telling you, the man's bargain.
Because it's an Oxford Street, Boxford Street Hall.
I'm telling you...
Jim Rogers didn't build it. He was just defending it this morning.
No, Jim Rogers was one that wanted to throw it for it. He's as bad as the rest of them. He hadn't a clue. So couldn't tell you if one Belfast...
I've got an idea. I've got an idea, Harry. Right? You listening?
Right.
Do you know the way when there are empty buildings, they sometimes get those big massive cardboard billboards They're not cardboard. Those big kind of wooden billboards.
And, I can bet you, Stephen, and they put them. They're full of billboards. No, they're full of it.
No, but listen. Do you know the kind of fake shop fronts? The big wooden fake shop fronts that they put.
They walked in the one the other day for a roof.
Right, right. And that's to make it look better. Maybe if enough people said that they don't like the look of it, maybe Belfast Council should buy a massive big fake wooden frontage like the old building and stick it in front of the new one.
That's just what they should do. And Jim Rogers said he went to Liverpool and he's seen a conference hall. He'd bet he'd never seen a big bandy turned outside. The man's on something. He needs for talking to Kerr. He's away with it.
No, he's an elected representative and you should have more respect for him.
Oh, I do have, I have respect for them all. I do indeed. Because you have much respect for the people of Belfast when they don't even come out to ask what they want to do. Just go ahead and do it.
Well, I don't know if they did consult the public. We're away. I've asked Vinnie to go and ask.
Well,
it'll probably take him about a week.
I've never heard a word about it. And you're going to build a conference centre. So all they had to do was put a hoarding up and build it the same as the actual waterfront hall and stuff and pull the hoarding down again. They still have the conference centre.
Jim and Downpatrick. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jim.
Stephen, I haven't seen this anything with that poor account. People are saying it's like a caravan. You know what? It's actually like, it's like to a dwell on steroids.
What do you mean?
It's the state of it. It looks terrible. They took away the whole view and everything, and you know, people that remember all this, they're not going to see it no more, you know? And Jim Rogers is simply trying to sell a bill of goods, Stephen. But it's like Twaddell on steroids to me.
I don't know what that means, Twaddell on steroids.
Well, that's funny, he'll tell you.
It's a little bit. You're talking about a bigger version of the caravan of Twaddell.
Exactly. That's what it's like. It's like if somebody gives Twaddell out your steroids and put it right there, you know? Anyway, it's a disgrace anyway, Stephen. Should have left it the way it was.
Have you got a new name for it? We're looking for new names today.
I can't think of a name, Stephen, to be honest with you. If I do, I'll call you.
Well, let me try to prompt you here, right? This is what other people have been suggesting. The Belfast Box, Box in the Docks, the Porta Cabin on the Lagan, the Squatter on the Water, the Cube.
Well, the Cube, I like a Cube.
The Muck on the Shuck. Oh, dear.
I'm telling you, you're going to get some calls today.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Right, listen, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Morning to you. 0303, no, 03030 805555 is our new number into Radio Ulster from now on. Standard geographic charges from landlines and mobiles will apply. Morris and Donoghue. Morning, Morris.
You need to get your act together.
Why?
Because you're still showing the old number on the Sky. If you listen to the radio on the Sky, it is a wee blue box.
Have they not changed that?
Old number on it.
Have they not changed that?
No, what do you mean they? What about you? You're the one getting the big money. Get the number changed. Keep up.
Do you know what I'm sick of?
What?
I'm sick of that whole hullabaloo over the Radio Ulster number, the 0845 number, right?
Uh-huh.
Whose photograph is in the paper? Mine.
Well, there you are. But
do I decide?
The guy getting the big money is the guy who takes the rap.
All the big
you're
suits.
You're the guy getting the big money. How much are you getting?
All the big suits in
you're
the BBC.
The guy getting the big money.
Were responsible.
You've got the old number on the box.
It was the managers were responsible for the number.
You're
whose picture's in the paper?
Boxes.
Mine.
Boxes in the lag and boxes here, boxes there. Your own box on Sky has the old number. Keep up.
But it's not up to me. It's one of these.
You're the guy getting the big money.
So they.
The guy getting the big money is the guy who's responsible. Why have you not got the number changed?
Because the BBC has forgotten to change it.
You are the BBC. You take the money off us, they take the money off us, and they give it to you. You're the guy with the big money, and you haven't kept up. You haven't changed the number.
So now, you expect me now to be running around making sure that I'm...
Absolutely. Now you're getting the score, you're getting the money, you have to make things right, and it's wrong.
So I'm responsible now for this?
Absolutely.
This man's serious.
I like this man. This man has got a very valid point. You get the money, they take the money off the licence fee payer, and then they pay you thousands, millions maybe.
Millions, Finnish.
There's rumours that he has 5.5 million is what he's worth. It's not true.
I think they modelled that place on the lagoon there in front of the waterfront on the palace that he built.
On Fantasy Island?
Absolutely.
But you know what? I was down at Fantasy Island.
It looks like it, Vinny?
Well, what do you think?
I think Fantasy Island looks very like that. Do you think they used the same architect?
Stephen, what do you think?
I'm sorry?
What do you think? Does it look like your house?
I'm just trying to process here. I'm just trying to look up. People have now been sending me in pictures of apparently on the Sky EPG, in other words, the menu that comes up on Sky, apparently we're still showing the wrong number.
Well, probably will take a couple of days.
And what's
to
people like
down.
Morris to do? What do you mean filter it down?
I'm not saying that it's acceptable. I'm just explaining what's happened.
And then Morris.
And you have to remember the old number will work for a couple of days.
Yes, but we're not telling people to use the old number anymore.
No, don't use the old number.
The old number costs money, more money that they then give.
Exactly, Morris.
He builds another monstrosity on another island in a beautiful part of our country.
I have no doubt, Morris. I have no doubt that...
You're not actually addressing what Morris is saying to you.
No, I'm not.
You're just ignoring him
and
talking waffle.
Buildings beside the water is what Stephen specialises in.
He's from Donaghadee at the end
of the day. This man seems to know you.
Knows too much about my house.
Morris,
the only thing we don't know is how much you're getting paid, Stephen. Come on, let's tell us.
Morris, what do you think he gets paid? If you were to put a price on it per show, what would you put it at?
What he gets paid or what he earns, he's really worth.
Well, what he gets paid, what does BBC give him per show? What would you put it at?
An absolute fortune, and it's the ordinary people's money. And he's taken it, and he didn't bother yesterday checking to see if the number had been changed.
I'm actually supposed to go through the television menus.
You're the one getting the money.
I'm supposed to check.
The guy who gets the big money is the guy that is answerable if the job isn't done.
There you go. What have you got to say?
I apologise, Morris, on behalf of the BBC.
For God's sake, finally we've got an apology from
I am sorry.
Can I just say, though, Morris,
how much are you earning?
Morris, he's not apologising. He's not apologising for himself. He's apologising for the BBC. So listen to his words.
That's the apology you get from a Prime Minister. I'm sorry somebody else did something 100 years ago.
Exactly.
So the Belfast Telegraph, who put my picture in the paper when...
Don't pretend you don't love it when your picture is in the paper.
Numbers.
You love it.
I'm sorry.
The man getting the big money is the guy who carries the can.
Thank you, Morris. Morning to you.
I like Morris.
Don't ever let that man on this
Morris, anytime you want to ring in, no problem.